And Fevzy is here on hand. A little bit of sound advice, friend of the show, our gadget detective. Afternoon to you, sir.
Afternoon.
And, you know, with you being the gadget detective and everything else, there's nothing wrong with your phone by any chance, because you're a little bit late coming on today. We were hoping to have a little chat with you. I tell you what,
I mean, we normally connect via ISDN, and when they were dialing in today, for some reason, they were not able to reach me, and then we tried FaceTime, and they didn't do that.
It's that gadget you're using. That's what it is.
Yeah, I know. I'll take responsibility for this.
Thank you very much. Right, as we've got you on, tell me all about this Logitech Combo Touch, then.
Yeah, okay. So Apple recently launched some amazingly powerful iPad Pro tablets. And when I say amazingly powerful, they've actually put the same chip in it that is in their desktop computers. So if you were to buy a MacBook Pro laptop, it's exactly the same chip in there. So incredibly powerful. But once you've got a machine that powerful, a lot of people then want to use it with a normal keyboard, something that makes it work a bit like a laptop. And Apple have got their own solution to this. They've got something called the Apple Magic Keyboard, always understated. It's a magic keyboard from Apple. The problem with that is that the 11-inch version of their magic keyboard is £279, and the one for the 12.9-inch model is £329, which is... I mean, at £329, you can actually buy a basic iPad with the money they're charging for the keyboard. So Logitech is a company that sort of crafted this reputation in recent years for really high-quality accessories. And I would say, in this case, their offering, which is not only significantly cheaper, is actually, for many people, including me, better. So I'll explain. So this is it's called the Logitech Combo Touch. It's called a combo because it's got a case for it, so it protects the edges and the back of the tablet, and it's got a full-size, high-quality typewriter-style keyboard. And the keyboard section docks. It just connects with a magnet, a really strong magnet. It connects via Apple's smart connector, so you don't have to use Bluetooth. You don't have to charge the keyboard or anything like that. You just connect it, and it works. And at the back of the case, it's got a kickstand, so it looks and works like a laptop. Mm. Unlike Apple's offering, their keyboard has got a full range of function keys along the top, and the keyboard is detachable. So the way with the Apple one, the way it works is you take the bare tablet and you put it on the magic keyboard, and it just locks magnetically with the Apple one, which is very nice, except that when you don't want to use it with the keyboard, you have to take it off, and there's no protection on it, because for it to lock magnetically, it means that you haven't got a case on your tablet. So this tablet that can cost anywhere up to £2,000 if you spec one out fully, possibly a little bit more, you're then expected not to have a case on it, or put a case on it every time you take it off the stand, which is just nonsense. But with the Logitech Combo Touch, it's always in the case that protects its edges and the back. It's always got the kickstand, and you can attach and detach magnetic keyboard at any point you want. So when you want to attach it and type away, and it feels just like working on a laptop. It's got a trackpad. You can even attach a mouse to these ones and use them like a full-blown computer. But when you want to maybe just, you know, use it when you're sitting on the sofa or sitting up in bed, you just pull away the keyboard if you don't need the keyboard. The devices are then a lot lighter, and the kickstand is still attached, so you can just prop it up on your knees and just use it, you know, the touch interface as it was, you know, designed to do originally as a tablet. So this thing is still not cheap. It's £179 for the 11-inch model and £200 for the 12.9, but that still makes it between £100 and £129 cheaper than the Apple version.
It's a massive saving, isn't it? Particularly at the moment, you know, with a lot of people finding themselves with, you know, a lot less money at the moment until things sort of settle down a little bit. You're talking about actually a lot of money. It is a big saving.
It is a lot of money, but actually, if you use it with the right sort of keyboard, an iPad, it actually transforms the device, because the operating system's been changed recently, so it works better with keyboards. The keyboards have got trackpads on them, so you can do the same sort of gestures that you could on an Apple Mac computer or even the iPad itself. And as I say, you can plug in a mouse if you want to as well. So it transforms the way you use it, and it becomes a truly useful computer as opposed to just a sort of content consumption device for watching movies on, which is excellent for that. But I really love it, and when I attached it to the iPad that we're testing on here, it just transformed the device in a way that I thought was quite special and just gave it a whole new tier of utility. So I like that a lot. 4.5 stars out of 5.
A ringing endorsement. Now, if anybody's got any questions about that or anything sort of tech in general, what I love is you're on the old Twitter, aren't you? And sort of like answering away lots of questions that come your way. So just to give everybody a reminder of where to find you on Twitter, Fevzi.
Yeah, so on Twitter, come to @GadgetDetective and you can ask your question there. You can also go to gadgetdetective.com.
There we are, all the details for you. And as I say, quite the recommendation. Pleasure to speak to you and hope to speak to you again very soon. Thanks, Fevzi.
Cheers.